With Montana News, I'm Peyton Butler. A Wyoming rancher was awarded nearly $340,000 last month after disputing wildlife managers' initial offer to pay for several livestock killed by grizzlies and wolves. While the large payout is unusual, Montana ranchers say it's calling attention to funding issues for livestock losses on this side of the border. Montana Public Radio's Aaron Bolton explains.
Wyoming wildlife officials initially offered Josh Longwell of the HD Ranch outside of Thermopolis $89,000 for the dozens of sheep and cattle he lost to predators in 2018. But Longwell disputed the offer, saying he was owed about five times that amount. Wyoming compensates ranchers for livestock losses by paying 3.5 times the market value for livestock killed by predators. The multiplier applies in certain situations, depending on variables such as the landscape, but it's meant to account for missing livestock likely killed by predators but were never found. Longwell based his claim on a 20 times multiplier, and a panel of arbitrators mostly gave him what he asked for. Longwell told new outlet Wildfile his claim was meant to raise some eyebrows. Montana ranchers like Trina Bradley, who lives along Montana's Rocky Mountain front, say while the payout is good for Longwell, it's not something they would like to see here.
But the reality of the situation is he probably got paid the entire livestock loss budget for the state of Wyoming in that settlement. So is that fair? Not really.
But Bradley says the point Longwell made in Wyoming is a good one. Many ranchers say they lose a lot of money every year on livestock killed by grizzlies, wolves, and mountain lions that are completely consumed or just never found.
If they find one, you get paid for one. You know, if you're missing five, that's just too bad. So we're working, we as in several people, are working towards a multiplier for Montana that would work the same as Wyoming's.
Executive Director of the Montana Livestock Loss Board, George Edwards, agrees a multiplier to pay for missing livestock that are never found is sorely needed in the state. And the Livestock Loss Board certainly has the authority to implement one. But funding is the problem.
Every year, we end up paying for more and more livestock killed by either wolves, mountain lions, or grizzlies.
Since 2014, the number of livestock the Montana Loss Board has compensated ranchers for has quadrupled. Part of that increase came from when the board began compensating for mountain lion depredations in 2017. But the largest increase in kills has come from grizzly bears as they expand their range.
There has been an ongoing trend, at least in the from the claims standpoint, since we started. To go from 35 head to 173 head is quite a few.
Montana's Livestock Loss Board is largely funded by the state, and the legislature increased funding from $200,000 to $300,000 in 2019. But the board paid out almost $260,000 last year, and claims are still rolling in. Former board chair Elaine Alistead left the board last year and says it's entirely possible that it could exceed its funding in 2020. She says more funding is needed to pay for the growing number of confirmed or probable livestock kills. Alistead adds that the state could begin putting money into the board's currently empty trust fund, which was created along with the board in 2007. She says the interest it would generate could help fund a multiplier.
I would think it would maybe work if they did it a little at a time to build up that trust account.
That fund is able to hold $5 million. But before lawmakers are asked to add money into that account, the Montana Stock Growers Association says ranchers need to hash out when and where a multiplier would apply in Montana in order to understand how much it could cost. That way, it can present a well-thought-out plan for funding a multiplier to state lawmakers in 2021. Executive Vice President Jay Bodner says the idea has a long way to go before it could become a reality.
And then there will be just a lot of education, I think, on our part to legislators to let them know this is really what's happening in Montana and out on the landscape. And we certainly need some help to make sure that, you know, we continue to stay in business.
Bodner adds that while there certainly is a push to pay ranchers for their missing animals likely killed by grizzly bears, wolves, and mountain lions right now, The more immediate need is making sure the Livestock Loss Board has enough money to keep paying ranchers for the dead animals they do find. He says the board likely will need another $100,000 in 2021 in order to keep up with that trend. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.